Welcome, everyone, to Spanish Pod. Today, we've got an elementary lesson. My name is JP.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
Hi, Liliana. Tell us about our lesson today.
Oh, this is such a good lesson.
Okay.
It's a payback lesson. We have a married couple.
Okay.
And she's serving dinner.
Oh, that's nice.
I know, but evil. There's evil behind it. Now, it appears that maybe they had an argument and something, and she just wants to get back at him, and she plays some chili in the dinner.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, but the guy doesn't eat any spicy food, so.
Oh, no. Lily. Oh, no. We're getting into people's business now.
I know.
Uh-oh. All right, so tell us our keywords.
Okay, we have two keywords. The first one is picante.
Picante. All right, so that's usually like spicy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can we say that picante?
Picante.
And actually in English, we can say picante.
You can? Really?
Yeah. That's so picante, yeah. Or some people say picante.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't say that, but okay.
Neither would I.
Okay, and the second keyword is fuego.
Fuego means fire.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, this is really going to get into like a violent situation, right?
Yes, it is. It is. But let's listen to the dialogue. Dialogue, first time.
La cena está servida.
Qué bien huele. ¿Le pusiste picante?
Pobrecito, olvidé que no comes chile.
Parece que tengo fuego en la boca.
Toma, bebe agua y perdona.
Second time.
La cena está servida.
Qué bien huele. ¿Le pusiste picante?
Pobrecito, olvidé que no comes chile.
Parece que tengo fuego en la boca.
Toma, bebe agua y perdona.
Third time.
La cena está servida.
Qué bien huele. ¿Le pusiste picante?
Pobrecito, olvidé que no comes chile.
Parece que tengo fuego en la boca.
Toma, bebe agua y perdona.
All right, we're back. And Lily, I'm a little disappointed that nobody said anything on fire.
Well, his mouth is on fire. What else do you want? Poor guy.
I know. Okay, let's start with the translation.
La cena está servida.
Dinner is served.
La cena está servida.
Dinner is served.
La cena está servida. Qué bien huele. ¿Le pusiste picante?
Oh, how good it smells. Did you put hot sauce?
Qué bien huele. ¿Le pusiste picante?
Smells good. Did you make it spicy?
Qué bien huele. ¿Le pusiste picante? Pobrecito. Olvidé que no comes chile.
Oh, poor guy. I forgot that you don't eat chili peppers.
Pobrecito. Olvidé que no comes chile.
Poor baby. I forgot that you don't eat chili peppers.
Pobrecito. Olvidé que no comes chile. Parece que tengo fuego en la boca.
It's like I have fire in my mouth.
Parece que tengo fuego en la boca.
It seems like there's fire in my mouth.
Parece que tengo fuego en la boca. Toma, bebe agua y perdona.
Here, drink water and sorry.
Toma, bebe agua y perdona.
Here, drink water. Sorry.
Toma, bebe agua y perdona.
Okay, so it seems like she's handing him a glass of water, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe she feels bad.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That's not a nice trick to play. Of course, I have played this trick on Esti a number of times.
You have?
Oh, yes. You know, Estibaleitz doesn't eat spicy food.
Not only spicy food, she doesn't eat spices at all.
Right.
It's like, it's so difficult to cook for her Mexican because she's always, I don't know. Okay. It's just difficult.
All right. So let's start with a breakdown. So we're going to start with the first sentence, which is dinner is served.
La cena está servida.
All right. So Lily, what's the word for dinner?
La cena.
La cena. Okay, la cena. La obviously means the, Mm-hmm. And so the word for dinner, cena, la cena is dinner, and is served.
Está servida.
Está servida. Okay, the word for is?
Está.
And the word for served?
Servida.
All right. So one more time. Dinner is served.
La cena está servida.
Okay, the next little chunk is, smells so good.
Qué bien huele.
Qué bien huele. Now, literally, this means how good it smells. So let's start with it smells.
Huele.
Huele, right? Huele. That's the verb oler,
mm-hmm.
and it means to have an aroma, right?
Yes, that's
right. To smell. And how do you say it smells good?
Bien. Bien huele.
Bien huele, no? Probably if you were using this in a sentence, you'd say huele bien.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not saying it smells good. You were saying, wow, how good it smells. So what's the exclamation word?
Que.
Que,
yes.
Right? Que bien huele.
Que bien huele.
Right. So that smells so good. How good that smells, right?
And you can use this for example, if there's perfume, mm-hmm. you go inside a room and you're like smelling this yummy perfume, you can also say, que bien huele.
Que bien huele.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Now, there's some coughing here and some gagging and
mm-hmm.
yikes. And so he's not enjoying the situation right now.
No.
It smelled good, but then he asks, did you make it spicy?
Le pusiste picante?
All right. Literally translated, this is, did you put spicy, right? Did you add spicy? Which isn't quite an English sentence. So when I translate it a couple different ways, you know why, because it's kind of hard to say in English. But did you make it spicy? So what's our word for spicy?
Picante.
Picante. That was our key word.
That's right.
Okay. So how about did you put?
Pusiste.
Pusiste.
Yes.
Pusiste. That's the verb.
Poner.
Poner means to put.
To put.
Okay. Now, we have to say, did you put spicy in it? So how do we say in it?
Le.
Le. Okay. Literally, it's to him or to her, right? But the food isn't a him or a her. It's an it. So
it's an
that's
it.
Why we're saying
le.
Le. Okay. So let's put it all together. Did you put spicy?
Le pusiste picante.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, she did.
Of course.
Right.
That's why she's like, ah, pobrecito.
Pobrecito. Well, now, what is that word, pobrecito?
Pobrecito is not like someone that is poor and has no money. Pobrecito is someone that you feel bad about. So you're like, oh, poor guy.
Okay.
You know?
Poor guy or maybe poor baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a way.
Okay. Pobrecito. The cito on the end of it makes it cute.
Yes.
Okay. So can you say it for us again?
Pobrecito.
Pobrecito. And then, I forgot that you don't eat chili peppers.
Olvidé que no comes chile.
Oh, no. Okay, let's start at the beginning. So how do you say, I forgot?
Olvidé.
Olvidé. That's the verb olvidar.
Mm-hmm.
And it means to forget. So olvidé, I forgot. That's the preterite tense, right? The simple past. I forgot that.
Olvidé que.
Que. So que means that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about you eat?
Comes.
Comes. That's the verb comer in the present tense. Piece of cake. How about you don't eat?
No comes.
No comes.
Yes.
And you don't eat chili peppers.
No comes chile.
No comes chile. Now, chile means chili peppers, right?
That's right.
Okay, let's put it all together. Poor guy, I forgot you didn't eat chili peppers.
Pobrecito. Olvidé que no comes chile.
Okay. Do you think she didn't forget?
Of course not.
No.
I mean, even if they're dating for a while, that's like the kind of thing you know after the second, you know,
date
or something.
She did it on purpose.
Yes.
She's still angry.
Maybe he deserved it.
Maybe he did. I wonder what happened. Put your suggestions or comments on our website, which is SpanishPod.com. Anyway, moving on. It seems that I have fire in the mouth.
Parece que tengo fuego en la boca.
Right? It seems like I have fire in my mouth. So let's start at the beginning. It seems.
Parece.
Parece. Okay.
Parece.
And in English, we say it seems like, but you can say it seems that.
Parece que.
Mm-hmm. Parece que. That's the verb parecer, and it's a, what is it? That's the present tense, but don't get too far into that verb. Right now, if you just want to say that something seems like, I want you to start the sentence with parece que.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So continuing on. I have.
Tengo.
Tengo, that's the verb tener, mm-hmm. okay? And it's in the first person, so I have. Now, what does he say? I have fire. How do you say fire?
Fuego.
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 Okay, this is like flames and heat and...
Fire.
Yeah, yeah, fire. Okay. Oh my gosh, that's a little bit dramatic because he doesn't actually have fire.
Well, he's a poor baby, remember?
That's right. And of course, he's only saying, it seems like I have fire. All right. So, in my mouth...
En la boca.
En la boca. Another word for mouth?
Boca.
Boca. Now, when I'm speaking English, I say in my mouth. Why can't I say, Lily, why doesn't he say en mi boca?
Because we don't say it that way.
No. Okay. You just say en la boca.
Yes.
And we know that the man only has one mouth.
That's right. Because if he says en mi boca, that's too weird.
It's too weird. Yeah. It's too specific?
Mm-hmm. I think so, yeah.
All right. So, let's put it together. It seems like I have fire in my mouth.
Parece que tengo fuego en la boca.
Okay, and the last sentence is three commands. Actually, they're the command forms. They're not actual, like, do this. But here are the command forms. There are, take this.
Toma.
Drink water.
Bebe agua.
And forgive me.
Y perdona.
Okay, so let's take a look at those three forms now. The first one, take.
Toma.
That's tomar.
The verb tomar.
Okay, and that's where she's handing him a glass,
mm-hmm.
right? Drink water.
Bebe agua.
Bebe agua. Now, the verb is?
Beber.
Is to drink, right?
Mm-hmm.
Beber. And agua obviously means water. We all learned that from Sesame Street. And forgive me.
Y perdona.
Okay, perdona. Now, that's the verb perdonar, and it looks just like an English pardon, right?
Yes.
But I said forgive me, and there's no me in here.
No. I mean, perdona, it means like, obviously, forgive me. You can also say perdóname.
Okay.
With the end, M-E, and yeah. That's like forgive me.
Okay. But so, you don't have to, obviously, no. if you're saying perdona.
Yeah, you can say both.
Okay. So it's like sorry or, yeah. You know, it's an apology.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, let's listen to the dialogue three more times.
Dialogue, first time.
La cena está servida.
¡Qué bien huele! ¿Le pusiste picante?
Pobrecito, olvidé que no comes chile.
Parece que tengo fuego en la boca.
Toma, bebe agua y perdona.
Second time.
La cena está servida.
¡Qué bien huele! ¿Le pusiste picante?
Pobrecito, olvidé que no comes chile.
Parece que tengo fuego en la boca.
Toma, bebe agua y perdona.
Third time.
La cena está servida.
¡Qué bien huele! ¿Le pusiste picante?
Pobrecito, olvidé que no comes chile.
Parece que tengo fuego en la boca.
Toma, bebe agua y perdona.
All right, we're back. And Lily, I want to talk about Chile.
I love Chile.
Yeah?
Yes,
I do. And we're not talking about the country. Although I'm sure it's lovely.
No, I love to eat with like spicy whatever.
So do I.
Yeah, sometimes I had to carry like my little jar of chiles when I was traveling in Europe. Really?
That's true. Europeans don't eat a lot of spicy food.
No.
Especially in Spain. That's mm-hmm. kind of some people's minds are blown by that because, you know, Latin America, most of Latin America eats spicy food. But Spain does not.
But the thing is, I don't understand. They say that it takes the taste out. But for me, it's completely the way.
Opposite, yeah. Yeah.
If I don't have chili, I don't taste as much. But
right. Okay. Yeah. I know some of our dear listeners might not be spicy food eaters like we are. So I think we both have chili strategies, anti-spicy strategies.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
You know, everyone that visits Mexico or Latin America, they've been in situations where they're like,
oh my God.
It's too hot.
And yeah. I mean, I have friends, like actual friends from the US coming in and crying, you know, like they seriously.
With tears and everything?
Yes, yes. I had one friend that she was crying and I was like, I'm so sorry. And she's like, it's okay, it's okay. So my advice is after you eat chili, you eat some salt.
Okay.
Yeah. Just put some salt in your tongue.
Okay. Just regular table salt? Or?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Do you have any strategy?
Oh, yeah. Ice cream.
Really?
Yeah, I eat ice cream afterwards.
And whatever type of ice cream, or it has to be some kind?
Sweet and cold.
Okay.
So it can be whatever type.
But not like lemon?
Maybe not. Okay. Maybe not. But actually, I usually think of vanilla, but actually chocolate, that might give a Mexican flavor to chocolate. You know how that in Mexico, chocolate is sometimes spicy?
I know.
Yeah.
Yummy.
Why don't we go get something to eat?
Yeah, I'm hungry now.
Okay, let's end this podcast. Folks, if you have any questions or if you want to leave a comment, please go to our website, which is SpanishPod.com, and we'll be happy to read and respond to your comments. For now, I think it's time for us to say hasta luego.
Hasta luego.